Okay, so we've had God's faithfulness of something about the earth's future. Just to finish now, we're getting beyond the rainbow to have a look at what is the transferable principle. The thing that we can take from Noah's life, there are lots of things, but there's one key thing that we can take from Noah's life and transplant into our everyday lives as followers of Jesus Christ. We don't have to make it up or guess at what it is, because the writers of the epistle to the Hebrews tell us what it is. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Watch out for the recurring word. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which, that is, by which faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. The recurring word is faith. And the transferable principle that we can take from Noah's life and transplant into our own is the centrality of faith in the life of a follower of Jesus Christ. So, something about Noah's faith. Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not seen. First of all, faith believes God. Okay, it's as simple as that. Faith believes God, takes God at his word. That's exactly what Noah did. Now, God's not going to tell any of us to build a colossal box to save alive and vast numbers of animals and our own families, but he's going to give us inclinations as to what he wants us to do just on a daily basis. Is it that God is maybe stimulating you to invite a friend along to the Alpha course? Do you have the faith to do that, to ask them, to get over your own shyness or tongue-tiedness to do that? Faith believes God. God wants people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be saved. Faith believes that. And going along with that, not only did faith, in Noah's case, believe God, faith fears God. And we touched upon the fear of God before, that it's not a slavish dread, but a reverence, a respect, an acknowledgement that we are sinful human beings. Even at our best, we are sinful human beings, and God is high and holy. And because of that, we want to submit to him, we want to obey him, so therefore faith works for God. This is what it says: by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. He had reverence for God. What did he do? He prepared an ark. And I don't think we should underestimate just what that looked like in Noah's experience. There'd never been any rain. This was just seemed a ridiculous thing to do, to build this thing of colossal dimensions, something that's almost the same length as Pataudry football stadium from one end to the other. It is huge. To go ahead simply on the basis of these two things, he believed God and he feared God, and therefore he worked for God. And that is what the life of faith looks like for every follower of Jesus Christ. We take God at his word. We respect him. We're in reverence towards him. It's one thing to sing these things. I think so often, sometimes I have to stop singing some of the lines that are up there because I don't mean this. Am I really putting him first? Do I really lift up reverence? Am I really bowing in my spirit before God? That faith believes God, fears God, and because of that, works for God. Here's the fourth thing. Faith witnesses for God. He prepared an ark for the saving of his house by which he condemned the world. I don't think Noah set out to condemn the world. I think Noah set out just to do what God told him to do. And we know that he was a preacher, that he preached God's message of righteousness. He must have pleaded with the people to turn from their sin, to believe that God was going to destroy the world, to come into the ark and be saved. I don't think he set out to condemn the world at all. Yet, the effect of his witness was quite simply to do that. People did not believe and so came under God's condemnation. He was a faithful witness. There's a terrifying passage in 2 Corinthians where it speaks of Christians as being one of two things. Either we're always a sweet savor to God. God smells our lives, if you like, and it's like, you know, these beautiful things that you use to scent up your homes, plugins and, you know, candly things. It's like that. God sniffs our lives and it's not lovely, beautiful life of a Christian. But to people who are not Christians, it could be one of two things. They can either be a beautiful, sweet smell because they love you and they want to believe what you're saying to them and to trust Jesus for themselves, or else it can be a very offensive thing if they reject the message that you're sharing with them. In Noah's case, it was the second of these, that he condemned the world. Faith witnesses for God. He's called us to be his witnesses in the world. The outcome is his. We cannot force people to become Christians. Sometimes we would like to do that. Just make them at gunpoint believe in Jesus. We can't do that. It's God's Spirit that has to work. And yet, he's given us this great responsibility of partnering with him as we share the gospel, whether it's publicly like this or privately one-on-one with your friends.